What did you make last month?
Between 8 and 10k.
From 1 pound crash course to where we are now in just a year. It's incredible.
And now you don't need to worry about any other work.
We became financially free with the first property.
If you're trying to invest 100 grand with no mentoring, no knowledge, no support, you might be successful, but trying to invest 90 grand, but with unlimited mentoring, all the support, it's going to go way further.
It really has changed our lives.
So Gavin and Anna, thanks so much firstly for coming down to my house on Winners on a Wednesday.
Thank you for inviting us.
And you guys are what we call like accidental property investors. I know now you're very deliberate, but initially you made your first chunk of money through property, which was kind of on accident by chance.
Yeah.
Talk to me about how you got into property and why.
Well, yeah, I guess it was by accident because we didn't actually know what we were really doing. We're married and we've got two children. So when we got married, we bought our first property in Hertfordshire. So I'm from London, but we moved out to Hertfordshire. And it was a rundown two-bed, wasn't it?
Ex-council house, rundown two-bed. The one you were lucky. And there is no pictures of
it. And you lived in it then?
We did. We lived there for 5 years. It was the cheapest two-bed in the whole of the town where we live.
We'd
done it up. Yeah. New floors, new carpet.
When we booked the viewing, we actually bought my mother-in-law to give us approval.
Oh, yeah.
And she actually secretly did not approve.
No. She didn't like it. She said...
But because we're so excited and we walked in and we saw the potential, what can turn into.
Yeah.
So we just like, oh, do you think it can work? And she was like, yes. But after she actually...
That's the thing with property. I mean, if you can buy the worst houses on the best streets... then you're going to make money ultimately.
Yeah,
exactly. And to be fair, we lived there for about 5 years, obviously, and we obviously had our children, so they grew up there in the early years. And when we sold, we actually made 60 grand.
Yeah,
we actually made 60 grand profit. So we sold it for 200, we bought it for 140, so we was actually laughing. And that opened our eyes a little bit, didn't it? And that helped us to buy the house we're living now. We've been in our new house for about 5 years, and we've done... a kitchen extension and loft conversion and stuff like that about 5 years ago.
Yeah, which was the same situation. We didn't have much money to put it down to buy the second property because we came from the flat into a house. The area where we live, it's a very expensive area. So we didn't have much money. So we went to the same strategy without knowing we were doing.
Yeah.
So we bought a very rundown property in a very nice road, in a very nice area. Yeah. And we repeat the process. So we went there, we done the extension, we done the loft converted, and we just pushed the value up without to realize what we are doing.
And then when you sell it, you don't pay tax because it's your main residence. Yeah. You make a chunk of money and then you can upgrade your house and slowly.
Yeah. So now, then we refinance the property and we just took a big chunk of money from the property, and we just put in the bank waiting to be reinvested, basically.
Now, I know right now you're actively doing a lot in property, which we're going to get to. Are you worried about the market and where it's at? And do you sometimes think, oh man, maybe we've already enjoyed the heyday and maybe the days of property investing are kind of over now?
To be honest, no, not at all.
No,
not at all. No, not at all. If anything,
we are glad we came in that particular moment.
Yeah, we're excited for the future. And if anything, I'd say it's a buyer's market right now, to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, there's some deals out there that you can really hunt around and find some fantastic deals. At the moment, we're actually doing a strategy of, we've done the rent to SAs, isn't it? That's what we've been doing over the last 6 months, which has worked fantastic for us. That's what we've been doing. And now we're going to move on to bigger and better things in the future. So
Well, it's exciting what you're doing, and you've diversified quite well. You've also got something going on in Scotland.
Talk to me about that.
I know that's early stages, but that is like extremely exciting. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We're very excited about that. Basically, I've got a friend who lives in Scotland. I've known him my whole life since we was in nursery. I mean, he's like a brother to me. Before we knew about you and before we was in this property world and we had any knowledge or anything at all, he kept on approaching us about stuff he's doing in Scotland, you know, finding the right people. He wants to do affordable housing for the council. And that's it. He's been up there for a couple of years doing his homework, like really doing his homework. When he first approached us and asked us, would we like to get involved and invest and, you know, in the projects and stuff that's going on, we was working in care. So we wasn't really in the property world, so to speak. So to us, what he was saying didn't actually mean anything. It was just, it meant nothing to us.
Just jargon.
He was just talking. It didn't really mean anything. And if anything, what I was hearing was, do you want to invest and give some money? Basically, we were caring.
For us, it's like, okay, so do you want the money, our savings, sitting in our bank, to go and put in something we don't have a clue what you're doing?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The answer is no.
We were carers. That's what we were. Yeah. We were working in care. I've worked in care for over 20 years, and that's what we were doing. So to talk about Scotland's investment and developing and councils and affordable, it meant nothing to me. It absolutely meant nothing. So basically, I wished him good luck, and we kind of left it there. Obviously, fast forward to over a year later, and now we joined the academy and we've learned from you and we're in the right environment. When he come back to me again at the beginning of the summer, it was a different conversation. Yeah. I actually knew what he was talking about. I mean, I'm not an expert yet, but you know, we're learning. That's what we want to do. We want to keep on learning. But the things he was saying to me that he said last time were making sense.
Yeah.
I could see the vision. I could see, you know, where this could go. I could see the potential. We was more excited than the first conversation. Yeah. It was just like a whole
eyes has been open.
Yeah. What is it? It's developing affordable housing for the council in Scotland.
So it's 20 developer house for the council. Yeah. And we see GDV of 4.6
million.
Yeah. Million. So,
and it's going to be helping to the economy of the UK. Yep. Providing especially affordable houses.
Exactly.
That's the big problem that we've got at the moment. We've got a shortage of houses. So that's exciting.
And this is one of the things that we're really excited about, because it's developing four affordable houses for the council. There's a need.
Yeah.
So that's good for us because there's a need. And that's good, like you said, for the UK, because people need properties, you know, and if you're on the council, I grew up in a council house, so I know how that is. My mum got a council house for me and my sisters and brothers and that, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing to get council house. So to now be developing council houses for people, it's just amazing.
Well, I think the best way to help the homeless problem is to build more houses.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to rent because there's not enough houses, therefore the rent is really high.
Yeah,
and obviously you'll get paid handsomely for it, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best bonus.
Yeah, which helps. So right now then, with your property business, you mentioned you've got rent-to-rents, you've obviously done your flips, you've got your options, you've got your redevelopment stuff that you're working on. What did you make last month? What did your property business turn over? What was the profit?
Between 8 and 10K.
Wow. 8 to 10K profit or
turnover? Profit. Profit.
Okay, what about turnover?
Was about 18.
18, yeah.
Turnover.
And for us, that's just amazing. That's just, we can't even put it into words, can we? That, I mean, that's just amazing for us.
From crash course to where we are now in just a year, just over a year.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's unbelievable.
Fantastic, yeah. We're so excited.
How's life changed then from a year ago when you were
When we joined the academy, I was still working and I was doing the office side of it, and it was like a family business. And my mum was involved and me, and I was like the deputy manager, and my mum was the manager. So I was dealing with the staff and, you know, the clients and service users and stuff like that. So we wanted to close it down after COVID because it got very difficult being on the front line, dealing with families and people in COVID. It was very, very difficult to deal with. And we decided shortly after that we want to close the company down and we want to move on to something else. But we didn't really know what to move on because the business wasn't fantastic, but it was paying me a wage and we were surviving. Looking back now, that sounds awful. But at the time, it was comfortable. I was paying my mortgage. My wife and kids were being supported for. For me, to be a man, that was what I was raised to do. Looking back now, that was just, to be honest, I was scared and I was comfortable and I didn't want to rock the boat. So we decided to close the business down, but we didn't know what we wanted to do. My mum was sort of into property. She's a landlord. She's always had property. She's always told us buy houses, didn't really listen. And then what happened was you and my mum found out about Samuel, didn't you? You went on a £1 course.
£1 course. Then from there, we said, okay, what we want to do is BRR. So I bought the BRR course and I went to the BRR course. Then when I was in the BRR, you was teaching about the fast pound and the slow pound.
Right.
Then I realized what we just about to do it was the wrong strategy, because if we close our business, which is the cash flow, how are we going to survive till we get the fast pound?
And you need both. And now you need both.
Yeah, we need both.
Yeah.
So from there, I thought, okay, we can't do BRR straight away. We have to get somehow the cash flow. If we're going to close our monthly business, we need to replace it a monthly income.
Yeah, because you can't rely on development and BRR to replace a job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Excuse that
time. Yeah. Exactly. So from there, I enrolled in the academy and I thought, okay, I actually don't know what I'm doing. I actually need to learn. I need to understand. I need to know how to do it. So from there, I signed for the academy. But it wasn't that easy, because I sat down with Chris by then and I called Gavin. And I said, Gavin, just come down, bring some cards. I'm going to sign for something called academy and come and be ready, because we're also going to go for a dinner. Then that was 3 o'clock on a
Okay, can I say my version? Can I say what happened to me? Anna went on a course to do with property. Fantastic. I'm still working the care. I'm looking after the kids. I'm doing the school one because Anna's away. I get this phone call just as I'm about to pick up the kids. Drive down to Heathrow from Hertfordshire to the hotel where the course is being held. Bring the cards.
What's the credit cards?
Yes. bring the cards with all our savings and everything in there. Bring the cards. Put on a shirt. Because we're also going to have a dinner. It's probably going to be about 100, 200 people there. Now, I'm sweating down the other end of London. I'm saying, hang on, what? She goes, no, I can't explain now. Trust me. I'm saying, Anna. She goes, trust me. And she puts the phone down.
Whoa.
So I'm like, what is my wife doing? What's happening?
She's hypnotized.
Yeah. So basically, I think I've asked my mum. It was either my mum or sister. Can you look after the kids? I chucked a shirt on, I jumped in the car and I drove. I've got out of the car in the car park and I can see loads of people, hundreds of people standing around talking. Everyone's excited. They've all got these badges on, gold badges, black badges, grey badges. I didn't know what was happening. So I found Anna. She's sitting next to some guy who now I know is Chris. And I said, come. They're both smiling, happy. Chris is saying, trust your wife. She's a very clever woman. She knows what she's doing. Anna's going, baby, trust me. I'm looking at her. I'm trying to like make eye contact with her. She goes, give me the cards. So what I'd done was, I was typically British and I thought to myself, I'm going to give you these cards. I'm going to keep my mouth closed. We're going to have a word in the car on the way home. I'm going to have a word with you on the way home. So basically, I trusted my wife. And to be honest, just over a year later, it was the best thing we ever done. It really has changed our lives. So
that's a crazy story. Yeah.
Then from there, we joined the academy and I booked myself straight to do the service accommodation HMO bootcamp.
Yeah.
I went to there, learn about service accommodation. The course finished on Friday. Then on Saturday, we went to help my mother-in-law to clean one of her properties. To rent out.
Yeah.
She had the estate agents coming, give her the value of the monthly rent. And on Saturday, we were like cleaning the house, tidying up, getting ready for the new tenants. Then I approached her and I said, what about if you rent the house for Gavin and I? And I was thinking, fantastic. My first rent to rent is self accommodation. Perfect. Then that is my side of the story, because...
Yeah, I've got my old side as well. I think I was holding a broom or something in the garden, doing some sweeping, getting the garden ready. And I just hear my wife say to my mum, we'll take on the property. We'll pay the $1,400 a month. I nearly dropped the broom. I was like, so, what's happening with them? And then again, she said, no, trust me. And my mum's looking at her. My mum's looking at me. And my mum's saying, well, I can rent this place out. The estate agent is very, it's no problem, guys. You don't have to do this. And Anna's saying, no. I've learned this, I've learned that, I've done this all week. She was buzzing. She was just, you know, she was really confident in what she's just learned. So again, I trusted my wife. And again, over a year later, that 3-bedroom property in Hertfordshire with a nice big drive and a nice garden has been our best
rent to SA. And you saw all of them.
I saw that.
Because you've just been training all week with me.
Yeah, exactly.
She was buzzing. She was like all excited. And
Is the lack of knowledge. If you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know. So that is what makes such a difference.
And obviously we saw something in you that week, because the academy is, you know, an interview process.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, we turn away a lot of people, and some people like yourself will say, I would think you should.
Yeah.
How did you afford to do the academy? Because obviously it's a big investment. Like,
In our case, we mortgage our house.
Sure. So savings,
We had the savings sit in the bank. So the ideally was to get the money to put in BRR to keep it recycling.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know how to do it. That's why I went to the BRR course, because we want to learn how people don't know
money
deal down
and recycle your money. We're thinking, how are these people doing? We was thinking, okay, so we're going to have to put the 25% down. Then the money's sitting there. We're in that. So how do we move on to the next one? And we didn't understand.
Yeah.
We didn't understand. Obviously, we understand now.
Yeah. So we did have the money sitting in the bank. So instead of the BR, we start investing ourselves to learn how to do it. So what they make the subtle difference between.
The thing is as well, like how much did you have from the refinance in savings?
Yeah, we had 100.
So if you've got 100 grand, if you're trying to invest 100 grand with no mentoring, no knowledge, no support, you might be successful, but trying to invest 90 grand, but with unlimited mentoring, all the support, it's going to go way further.
Yeah.
Someone with 90 grand that's got a mentor and loads of training, loads of support, power teams, listeners, accounts, and someone's got 100 grand, the 90 grand person is going to kick their ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it makes sense. And it's obviously not for everybody.
No.
You know, I think that the crash courses are for everybody. Everybody should have pounds. And then obviously further training. It depends on the person and depends on your goals.
Yeah.
How long did it take you before you realized that Anna's decision was right? How long was it when you were just like, you know what? Because obviously at first you would have been a bit, you trust it, you are.
Yeah, I did.
But when did you realize, aha, yes.
To be honest, it was that first winter essay that we took off my mum. We followed your step-by-step plan. You know, we staged it. I give it a lick of paint. We got some new carpet. So we made it look lovely. We done the garden. It was not too bad, but we made it look really nice. Staged it. And then the penny just dropped. People just started booking. And just booking and booking. And they seemed to love it. We had holiday makers. We had people from abroad. We had contractors that wanted to be close to London. We were people phoning up and sending messages. Oh, is there fast trains into London? And we said, this fast link should be in King's Cross in 20 minutes. Oh, have you got a drive? Because I'm a contractor and I've got my van and I like to reverse it up to the house, you know, because I don't want to leave it on the street. Oh, I'm coming to go to a wedding in Harvard. And over a year, they just haven't stopped. Just keep on booking.
There's a massive demand for it.
It's just fantastic. Yeah. And then I think that's when, after the first couple of bookers, I was like, wow, this is actually working. This is bringing in money.
How much were you charging on a nightly basis for these bookings?
Around 150, 180.
150, 180. And what kind of occupancy rate have you had on that first property?
Over 95.
Yeah. Damn. It's honestly
the number one.
So what's that turning in there? So if you're like basically 100% occupancy rate, call it £160 or not on average, that's bringing close to about £5,000?
Yeah. The thing is, the first property, we became financially free with the first property.
Yeah.
That's the lack of knowledge. The property always been there, do you know? But it's the lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because when we took the property, I was doing the manager. We didn't have a channel manager. I didn't even pay for channel manager. I was doing everything.
Yeah.
So I was cleaning. We were doing the garden. We were doing everything.
Yeah.
So from one property, I was doing like $2,500 or $3,000 monthly.
Yeah.
And how much were you paying your mom for that property?
We were giving her the asking price. We paid her £1,400.
Yeah.
A month.
Wow.
So the rent wasn't.
So she's happy.
Yeah, she was.
And not only is she getting the full market rent, $1,400, but also you're keeping it pristine condition.
Exactly.
So she's happy, you're happy, your guests are happy.
Yes. And extra things, like if anything goes wrong, we don't need to call her or bother her.
Yeah.
We go and sort ourselves.
She's got peace of mind. She's got peace of mind.
How many rent to rents do you have in total now?
Now we got 80.
And now you don't need to worry about any other work.
No,
the business closed down. We closed the business down in December. It took a couple of months longer than we actually wanted. But because of the nature of the business, it was care. You're dealing with human beings and families and social workers. We didn't close it down until the 12th of December. I know the date very clearly. I know the 12th of December. So obviously we had Christmas and the kids off on holiday. And so we always said, right, January, we're going to start running. We had the one SA. So from January, because we were full-time property, and basically the money from that one service accommodation was basically similar to what I was getting anyway for the last 10 years. Few grand
how
a month.
One property that replace a full
I know. It blew my mind. Yeah. It blew my mind. Honestly, to do a bit of cleaning and using the, you know, messages and that. But Samuel, I don't know, you obviously you might not know about care. To be in care, and if there's anyone watching or listening, to be a carer, to get any decent money, you've got to put hours in. You can't just do a 9 to 5. It's not like that. It's shift work. You have to put the hours in to make a decent money, you know? So some months I was doing 200-300 hours a month. Ridiculous. I was doing like 16-hour shifts, night shifts, going into day shifts. It was hard work. And then now my wife said, trust me. And here we are 6 months later, you know, I'm not doing half the stuff that I was doing and we're getting basically the same money. It just blew my mind. I just couldn't understand.
Now you can see why everybody at the dinner was so happy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Those gold badges. It was happening.
Exactly. So from January, we started looking for more, didn't we? We started making the phone calls. We listened to your advice, you know, your teaching. We had the script, what to say to, you know, to landlords or to estate agents. We started building relationships with estate agents in our area and stuff like that. And here we are now. We have 8.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And those are big deals.
And we haven't left the SAs. We done about 3 or 4 viewings last week, didn't we? We're still looking for more SAs. Yeah. Wow. We've got 2 that are in the pipeline that are serious. So he's going to come back to us with that. But basically, they're ours. And we're at a stage now, okay, do we keep these or do we package them and sell them? You know, we haven't done deal selling before. But now because we've got the SAs, we've got a choice now.
Yeah.
We can sell them or we can keep them.
Deal sourcing is super fast pound.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's cash in the bank right now.
Yes.
And then rent to rents is pretty fast.
Yep.
BRR is a bit slow. Property development is real slow.
Really slow.
But with property development, although it's real slow, you can make £1 million.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And as I said, we talked about, it's nice to have a combination. You want to have a diversified toolbox. I don't think you'll be smart to be doing Amazon drop shipping, cryptocurrency, property, all these different. But I think within property, having a multifaceted property business is smart.
Yes.
Also, they're bringing in regulation. I don't know if you've seen the new regulations they've just brought in about service accommodation.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
The fire
alarms and stuff,
doors and yeah.
Yeah, it's funny enough because I have someone approach to me. She actually got one service accommodation and she was complete panic. She was like, how are we going to do it? And she's got one. And she's completely melted down because she doesn't have the knowledge. And I was like, I'm just going to do the regulation they're asking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, but how? I said, we're just going to install fire doors where it needed to be installed.
Whatever they need.
Have the
access. We tick the boxes.
And that's all.
I mean, at the end of the day, short stay lets is the way that we run service accommodation and even Airbnb. It's a relatively new business.
Yes. Mm.
And if you look at most property strategies like HMOs, HMOs are very, very regulated.
Mm.
With Airbnb, up until recently, you could literally just have a shed in your garden and just say, I'm going to rent this shed out. What happens if it burns down and someone dies in it? Oh, well, oops.
Yeah.
But now, because it's becoming more mainstream, more common, more accepted, I think it's only natural and only expected that the government are going to bring in. And it will continue to get more regulated. Yeah. It might be that in 5 years' time, you need planning permission. But I think make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys, full-time in property, making great money. You're also doing the slow pound stuff as well.
Yeah.
Now looking to potentially do a bit of deal selling. What's the strongest reason why then? What was it about you, Anna, that made you at the crash course when you came with your mother-in-law and you were like, I'm all in? Where did that drive and that fire come from?
I think it's quite a hard one because I always been a very hard worker all my life. So if I'm going to go for something, you got to go in full. I think to have the opportunity, the environment just helped me push myself. I celebrate the process because I've been in so many other different businesses before But the environment helped me to just go so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
Being in property, within the academy, the environment, the people, with the mentors just pushing us and just telling us which directs to go and what to do, just make it so much faster.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, just being around people that are on the same page as you, that want to go in the same direction, whichever path in property they're going down, but just have that same mindset. And it really is, you go to these courses, you go to the dinners, you do all this stuff, and everyone is just on the same page. Everyone's buzzing. Everyone's excited about the future. Mm. Everyone's putting in the hard work. And you can't help but be swept up in that. You can't help but come away from a dinner or something just positive and just, let's do this. It's fantastic. It's the environment. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And when you sit at home by yourself, trying to do it by yourself, it's hard. It's hard because you're not bouncing off no one. You're not learning.
Because as you sit in there, and obviously the regulation now of the fire came, and you just panic because you just don't know what to do. What's now? Your small profit will be consumed by all the procedures you have to do it. So, yes, definitely the environment.
Yeah. And what would you say has been the biggest learning point over the last sort of 6-12 months, which you'd want to share with people listening?
For me personally, it's been the learning. It's changing my mind and the way I think. Like I said, I worked in care for so many years, and to just find that for one property that wasn't even ours, we just took control of, to basically get the same money within months. Why I'd slogged away for years, it blew my mind, like I said. And it, from there, obviously, I started doing the course, and it's just learning. It's getting the information. If you don't have the information, you don't know, and you just can't go anywhere with it. You can't go forward because you just walked around in circles. You don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. But now, learning and getting the information and basically learning from people like yourself who's been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Now, if someone's telling me, I've done this, this is the way to do it, I'm going to listen because he's done it or she's done it, and I'm going to listen, and I'm going to take what they're saying and I'm going to put it into action, and we're going to be successful. So for me, it's the learning. It's changing the way I think. I wanted to soak up every bit of knowledge so I can take that and do it myself with my wife. So that's what I've taken.
I think getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because obviously we had a business which it was extremely comfortable. We know every single aspect of the business without doing much. The money was coming in. We didn't have to do marketing, research, nothing. Was a direct debit into the business. So I can actually know what's going to happen the next year in the care because the money was a standard direct payment. So being business is just getting me out of this comfortable zone where every day I have to challenge myself of learning something new, get myself there, out there, talking and learning. And that is difficult. That is challenge.
No, it's not easy. No, it's not easy. But your confidence does grow.
Yeah.
You get your first essay, so to speak, then your confidence grows. So you now you're talking to landlords, you're talking to estate agents because you know what you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got one, so now I want two, I want three.
Exactly.
You know, your confidence grows.
Confidence grows from knowledge.
Yes, exactly.
When you don't know what you're doing, of course you're going to be unconfident. But when you know the scripts and you've got a deal, then your confidence shoots up.
Exactly. And that's what happened to us, isn't it? And I can't even say slowly but surely because it was pretty quick, to be fair. It's been like, you know, just over a year. And really, we didn't really get the ball rolling until January. We had the one, but obviously closed down the business. So from January onwards, it's been nonstop, isn't it? Yeah. And then obviously now we've just had the summer season, which has been fantastic. It's been really good. It's been amazing. We're really happy.
Well, I'm really, really pleased for you. And you guys, I couldn't wish it for a more amazing power couple than you guys. And I look forward to seeing your continued developments.
Yeah.
And keep on spreading light and positivity. Massive thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.